All right, we're listening to a little Particle.
Yeah.
We're kicking back in studio with Tyler. So, Tyler, the reason you're here today is because we were chatting the other day and I found out a little something about what you've been up to over the summer, and it was very intriguing, and I thought other folks tell people what you were doing and who it's available for.
Well, yeah, actually, just over the whole year, I decided to spend my junior year of high school abroad with an intercultural exchange program, and ended up going to Spain, living there for 10 months.
10 months in Spain.
Yeah. It's a great experience.
All right. So, I mean, you were away from home. That's cool. But why was it such a great experience other than you weren't, no parents to deal with, things like that? I mean, that's a plus.
Yeah, it is a plus. But not only do you get to, learn a whole nother language, which takes a while at first, but you meet a whole group of different people. I thought, going there, I would meet, basically just Spaniards, but I ended up meeting people from all over the world just from the exchange program. So I've got friends in all corners of the globe and now.
That is amazing then. So it's very diverse over there.
More like the program that I was with. That's how I met a lot of people. So
now, who would it be available for? Let's say what age group? How can people check out more about this program that if they have any interest?
All right. Well, the program is called AFS. It's actually an acronym for the American Field Service, and it was started by a group of ambulance drivers in the First World War who were sick of seeing and picking up all the carnage on the field and decided to create a better world understanding. So they created this exchange program. At first, it was only between a couple countries, and now there's a huge amount, so I don't know. It's a really great program to get into just because, there's just so many benefits of it.
Many opportunities
for... Can't go wrong, yeah.
Yeah, for while it's happening and then after. I mean, you're linked up. You have made connections. You're already working your magic, You have contacts all around the world.
I do.
It's only going to help you as you move on.
Right.
And now, how much Spanish did you have going over? What was your level? Rate yourself 1 to 10. How were you at speaking the native tongue?
Well, basically, I had I knew a couple of verbs. That's, and only being able to conjugate them in present tense. So it's pretty rough.
Yeah. You were always doing something right there.
Yeah. I had a tutor over the summer, to help me out a little bit, but, other than that, it's pretty rough. Didn't really know anything at all. So, but it gets better. And I'm proud to say I learned, Spain Spanish, not classroom American Spanish. So
that's the only way for you to do it.
Right.
Especially when you're over in Spain.
Right.
And I imagine as cool as it was for you, how often did you get a chance to speak to your family?
To my family? I don't know.
How often did you want to speak to your family?
I originally thought before I left that I would be more homesick, but I really didn't have any trouble at all. I was just having, so much fun. Never really had time for that.
And it was all, you were learning all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't just out gallivanting.
Right, right. I had to go to school and everything.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm going into my senior year this year at E.O. Smith, hopefully.
What are your plans at your senior year? Any plans, Tyler?
Actually, I was telling you before, while I was in Spain, I decided I wanted to have something to come back to my senior year, not just get into the same old.
Yep.
To spice it up a little bit, I decided to run for senior class president and made a pretty outrageous video.
From Spain?
Yeah. Actually, you haven't seen that yet.
I have not seen that, but I'd love to
Show you that after.
Yeah, sometime get me a copy of that sucker. That would be cool, man. Well, that was the way to do it.
Yeah, it was, and it got me, there. So hopefully, I'm pretty psyched about it right now, actually. I'm looking forward to working, with the administration and stuff, as weird as that sounds. just about, you
know.
No,
I have no comment on that, by the way. The face, I'm glad no one can see my face, but I have no comment on that, by the way. Wow. So you're back here 10 months away. What was one of the most interesting or intriguing or the biggest memory you can take back? Something other than the classroom, you know, something that was just amazing to you or you thought was just really cool.
Okay, yeah. I was telling you the other day, I'm going to stick by that, what I said the other day. I really, really, really love the public transportation. Madrid, where I stayed, has one of the most phenomenal, you know, public transportations. And I had my, you know, my bus pass. So I could go bus, metro, and train, like, whenever I wanted. So, and that was paid by the program, too. So it was...
Wow, another benefit.
Yeah, pretty deluxe.
That is the deluxe package.
Yeah.
Gold card. Well, good for you. You just, you know, I've known you a long time. So this is not... this opportunity doesn't come really as a surprise for me. I'm glad to see that they send over mature and like folks, you know, young people that are going to take full advantage of it and not just go there and dweeb out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You did all your dweebing out before, you know, when you were younger, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you got to dweeb out when you're younger and be cooler now. Now, I'm really proud of you. I think it's a really fantastic thing you went through. It's got to be... You know, talk about the decision you made of when you heard about the opportunity. We're just going to go to the rainforest a little bit while we talk.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. With me.
Yeah. Merle Saunders, by the way, that's what we're going to listen to. Little Merle Saunders, Jerry Garcia. I had a chance to speak to Merle Saunders Jr. about his father's music. This is called Blues from the Rainforest, a musical suite. Wow. So just so you know, and everybody else.
Yeah, sounds
pretty
slick.
It is Slick Rick, man. You know, how does the decision making, you were how old at the time when you left?
I guess I was 16. Yeah.
All right. So most kids 16 are thinking about their license, their PS or SATs.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know if they count those anymore, but whatever. So those types of things, maybe, you know, which girl to dump, which girl to go out with, what's the latest in the tunes. Okay. So you're deciding, you hear about this program, you say, huh, that's pretty interesting. And where does it go from there? What's the process for you?
Well, actually, I found out about it through an amazing exchange. Or my mom actually did it when she was between her junior and senior year, but she only did the summer. There's all types of programs available. You can do, you know, the summer program, the 6 month, which is like half the school year, and then full year, which is what I did.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So my mom did it, and she's had a lot of family friends through the years from that, and also a couple of years ago, I guess, Ian Smith had an outstanding exchange student, which everyone got pretty close with, which, you know, just motivated
and
me
that,
even more.
That student was, let's give a shout out.
Lucas Freed, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We'll give a shout out. Everybody did like that cat.
Yeah. I don't think I met anyone who disliked him, so.
I still remember our most, our exchange student who made the most impact. We had a guy from Germany named Sven, believe it or not. And, we got Sven. He was a big guy. We got him involved in the track program.
This is when you were in high school?
Yeah, we wrote with stone tablets, you know, and we just... We had to... Yeah, I'm pretty good, though. I'm pretty smart. The new math is still tricky for me, but that's all right. So, all right. So you go from there to there, and you knew a lot about it going in. How does it feel entering the plane when you're leaving for 10 months?
Actually,
could you come back if you had a bad experience? Is there a way out?
Could I come back?
Like if you went there and you were really homesick, or if you went there and you got shot, you know, hopefully that doesn't, but you know what I mean? If something that's a little extreme, but if something were to happen where you just really weren't pleased, you didn't get along with a bunch of people, it really wasn't going to work out as a positive.
Right.
Were you supposed to just make it all a positive, or could you come back if need be?
Well, I don't know. The main part is the main impact of the host country is your host family, which is going to be from, you know, from that country usually without, you know. So my host family, for example, didn't know any English. So off from the start, I just had to go with that.
So it's the program could be called Suck It Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And
that's great.
If you really
nothing like tough love.
Yeah. pretty good. But if there really is a problem and some host families just don't work out, you know, you can actually change the program. We'll try to find you another one. So, yeah, I knew a kid who did that 5 times in the 3 months.
Now, so did anybody ever think it was him?
Yeah, it was him. Yeah, so he went home before Christmas. So,
yeah, not a good experience,
a great kid. No,
unfortunately. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, it happens, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of you for making the most of it. I think that's only going to help you later on and in the near future with your new role in administration.
Oh, thank you.
That's a big thing, and you seem to be up to the task and ready to take it seriously. And, you know, your friends and we'll call them colleagues already, you know, they're relying on you. So I think they made a good choice, and I am interested in seeing the video.
Okay, yeah.
How long of a video is that?
It's about 3 minutes. It's actually on Google Video. So.
Oh, okay. So I can find it anywhere. I can even put it on my website if I wanted to.
You could, yeah.
Which is, what's my website? Green Arrow.
GreenArrowRadio.com.